afternoon. This is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about things out of this world. I'm here at the South African Astronomical Observatory today with Brent Mishawski. Good afternoon, Brent.
Good afternoon.
Now, Brent is the principal investigator, and he works with the Southern African Large Telescope, where he's the astronomer. He's the principal investigator of a very interesting and new discovery out there in the universe, in what's called the Hourglass Nebula, and this is to do with binary stars, as far as I understand. He's going to tell us all about it in a second, but when you look up at the sky and you see all those pinpoints of light, they're often binaries or even sometimes three stars orbiting around each other, like our nearest star, Alpha Centauri, which happens to be three stars. What is this latest discovery? Where is the Hourglass Nebula? And what's exotic? What's the fuss about this?
So we've discovered a binary system in this magnificent object called the Hourglass Nebula. And a lot of people may know this object being on the cover of this binaural album that Pearl Jam released a while ago. It was on the cover from the National Geographic many years ago. But this is a nebula out there in space. It's near the Southern Cross in the sky, in the constellation of Musca. And for many years, people thought that there was a binary system there, but never had the means to test it and find it. And when you try and find a binary system in stars, you can use a few different methods, and the one we used is called the Doppler method, where you look for little shifts in the velocity of the star caused by an unseen companion that moves around it and causes a little tug on the gravity of the other star, the one that we see. And by taking lots of measurements with salt, we were able to tell that these little tugs happened every 18 days or so, proving that there's a binary there.
So this is the Southern African Large Telescope, the largest single mirror telescope in the Southern Hemisphere, up at Sutherland.
Yes, that's correct.
But what is particularly special about these binary stars that you found in this Hourglass Nebula?
There's a big part of our work in stellar astronomy is to understand how binary stars influence the evolution of particular objects. In these cases, planetary nebulae come in all these beautiful shapes and unusual manifestations. And the peculiar thing is that they come from red giant stars, and these are stars like our Sun, but much further down in their evolution, and they're much older and much bigger. And these are very round stars, but the shapes that we see in planetary nebulae are mostly not round.
So a planetary nebula, for the listeners, has nothing to do with planets.
No. So what happens is the atmosphere becomes very distended and big, and then eventually it gets ejected off in a sort of puff. And then the core that remains is hot enough to ionize that gas like a neon sign. Now, in this case, planetary nebulae have long been thought to just be formed by single stars, but more and more we're finding that the binary stars are playing a huge role to produce these weird and funky shapes that we observe. And the Hourglass Nebula is one of the key objects that everyone thought was a binary, but no one could prove it.
But now you've
yes.
proven it with salt.
Yes.
You know that there's two stars that are orbiting around each other that have created this gorgeous, beautiful Hourglass Nebula.
The key thing that we found in this is that the orbital period that we found didn't fit any of the previous theories surrounding the formation of this object. So it was both unsurprising in that there was a binary there. We thought there was, but we found that. But also completely surprising in that it didn't fit any of our points of view. During its formation, you have the red giant, and you have the companion, a small star about a fifth of the mass of the Sun, orbiting it and basically falling into the atmosphere of the red giant, stirring it up, exchanging energy and angular momentum, shrinking the orbit dramatically. And then that influence of the companion produces the bipolar shape or butterfly shape that you see in the nebula.
So now you have an explanation of why the nebula looks like it is. Well, congratulations on this study. It's nice to learn new things all the time. There's so much we don't know about our universe. And thank you for talking to Fire Music Radio listeners about your latest paper. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you very much.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies and a little bit of rain.